With growing public awareness about the link between food and health, area food banks and other hunger relief organizations are thinking of themselves more explicitly as part of the healthcare system. WBUR's Rachel Zimmerman reports on the food bank evolution from potato chips to produce.
Picture the offerings at a food bank, and you'll likely envision canned goods or high-salt items with a long shelf life.
Or maybe some of those unhealthier snacks like potato chips, cake mixes, things of that nature.
Dr. Catherine Brodowski directs public health efforts at the Greater Boston Food Bank, which distributed more than 57 million pounds of food last year.
I think across the nation, in a lot of food banks, there's been really an understanding that the food that we give is very important to patients' health. And the Greater Boston Food Bank really ran with this by hiring two registered dietitians, and also me on staff as a medical physician.
In fact, Brodowski says she's the first staff physician at a major food bank in the U.S. Yes, there are still cake mixes available at some food pantries, Brodowski says, but now about 30% of the Greater Boston Food Bank's offerings are produce, and 50% are perishables, like milk, meat, or dairy. Brodowski also helped launch free monthly farmers markets year-round at several community health centers in Massachusetts. Any patient prescribed the free produce by a doctor or referred by staff can show up with their shopping bags and collect 25 pounds of fresh fruits and vegetables.
We typically give about 6 to 8 different varieties of produce.
What do we have here?
String beans are right up here pre-bagged for the patients and ready to go. We have some wonderful red beets. Over there, tangerines. And then on the far table, we have some apples.
There was a line out the door an hour before the farmers market opened at the Charles River Community Health Center in Brighton recently. 53-year-old Blanca Gutierrez, who cleans offices part-time, suffers from high blood pressure, seizures, and other health problems. Speaking in Spanish through a translator, she says the free produce has helped her lose weight and make healthier meals for her family.
Con el celery voy a hacer una ensalada.
With the celery, I'm going to make a salad.
El repollo voy a hacer un picado.
With the cabbage, I'm going to cut
con
it.
Con chile y
and
limón.
I'm going to make it with lemon and chili.
Gutierrez says the health center market also helps her financially.
Como el dinero, hay veces que no
there are
tiene que
weeks that you have to pay your rent.
Uno tiene que pagar renta.
There is not enough money left to buy food.
Entonces esto nos cae como del cielo.
So this comes from heaven.
Helping my patients access food has made me a better doctor.
Dr. Elizabeth Quinn recalls the difficulty she had caring for a patient with uncontrolled diabetes and hypertension.
We were both frustrated. Every visit, I felt like I was talking past him. Why would I adjust medications that he couldn't afford? Why would he keep coming back if I couldn't actually improve his health?
Then Quinn helped her patient register for the free produce market at the Greater Lawrence Family Health Center. And the patient became a regular, picking up produce monthly.
His blood sugar improved. His blood pressure was under control. For the first time, I finally felt like I was treating his diabetes.
Families without reliable access to food are more likely to report poor physical and mental health. They are also at higher risk for chronic diseases like obesity, hypertension, and diabetes. At Charles River Community Health, 91% of the families screened at the farmers market experienced this food insecurity. As more healthcare providers are paid to keep patients healthy and not just deliver more medical interventions, hunger relief groups and healthcare entities are joining forces.
With the dawn of healthcare reform, there's much more receptivity to food and the impact it has on health. I often joke that we were an anti-hunger organization, but we've morphed into being a healthcare startup.
That's David Waters, CEO of the local nonprofit Community Servings, which delivers meals made from scratch to chronically ill homebound patients. The food is all tailored to patients' specific dietary needs. Community Servings just won a $358,000 grant from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Doctors will study whether patients receiving these prescription meals have lower rates of hospitalizations, fewer emergency room visits, and lower overall health costs compared to similar patients not fed through the program.
We all know intuitively that if you feed a sick person, they're going to do better. But if we can actually document a return on investment, then we can make the business argument to health insurers, hospitals, that they ought to be hiring us to feed people.
People like Kimberly Scarlett of Dorchester.
I have sarcoidosis very bad throughout different places in my body. And I was recently diagnosed with lung cancer, and I have diabetes.
When Scarlett broke her foot last year, she was unable to shop and cook for her kids. A social worker connected her to community servings. Now, Scarlett says, the weekly deliveries have helped her lose weight and embrace a healthier diet.
I've been getting the food, I believe it's been like a year now, and the meals are great. I like the beef. I like all the soups. I had a piece of fish the other day. Excellent. I was like, I gotta get this recipe.
Doctors and public health advocates hope that by providing healthy food to more patients in need, they can avoid costly medical interventions later on. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Rachel Zimmerman.